Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, HQ, Scottsdale, Arizona. I used to say that every time. Sunny Scottsdale. Randy Engston, what's up, buddy?
How are we doing? Today's a good one, man. I like this episode.
Good. You were just on a show, weren't you? As a guest podcaster?
Yeah, it was a
guest podcast.
It's Sweat Success.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, buddy Michael Benzo.
Michael Benzo. Right on. Go check that episode out when you get a chance. We got a good episode here, though, today. We've got something. it's weird because everybody's got their different ways they do things. I know I'm very different in a lot of the things that I do, and I think it works for me. Like, hey, some of these things may not work for you the same way, and there's for sure things other people do that don't work for me. That's a given. Now, how I make decisions around how to spend money in the business is pretty straightforward. It's basically data driven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're working with a client at the gym, not here at the gym, but a gym owner. And his question came up and he's like, hey, how do I know when it's time to hire a new coach or a part-timer or whatever? And to me, it just comes down to math. Can you afford it? If you can afford it now, will it allow you to scale? Will the income exceed the expense that you're about to put out? Like those are all the questions I would start thinking about.
Yep.
So, you know, what's the goal of hiring the coach? Is it to be able to take more sessions or take some off of your plate so that you can then go generate more money? Now, again, this is a one man show. This will be his first hire. A lot to go into considering, you know, just because you own a gym doesn't mean you can run staff, like,
sure,
you know, be a leader on that level. And it's just, there's a lot that goes into it. So the question starts with, why do you want to hire a new coach? If it's because you think you have to, and then you just replace your own hours and now you're just sitting around, like, that's stupid.
That was my piece of feedback to him too, was, hey, if it is for bandwidth and it is to give yourself some time back, that time has to be spent in other income producing areas. That's the only way that to justify that.
I'll tell a quick story about Zach here. So Zach, everybody, kind of, you've heard him on the podcast. He's our fitness director here at Legacy, and he essentially is me at the gym. Like, if he's not there, I'm here, and it's like there's nobody else. So I had to make a decision a long time ago about what to pay Zach that makes sense for him, for the business, and then for me as well. Because at the time, way back, now again, this was before Zach, it was really Brent. And I don't know if you guys heard the story about when Brent and Zach, whatever. Long story short, the fitness director, I had to make a decision. Like, what, when we were getting ProFit off the ground, I was still in that role. I was up in that front office, still doing sales for the gym. And when ProFit started to take off, I saw the opportunity at ProFit to have that second business get off the ground. Would my time be more valuable over here or at the Pulse, which was the name of the gym at the time? And so then I had to make a decision, like, what do I pay this person that will allow me to go make more than I'm paying over here? So then I have two income streams coming in. And that was the easy decision. It was like, well, if I pay him, let's just say 100 grand, even though that's not what I offered him at the time. If I pay him 100,000, now that I don't have to do it, can I go make 200,000 doing something else? And that's the decision. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like, hey, I pay him 100, now I can go make 100 over here. Well, that's just an even trade. Sure, you get two things going on. It's almost, there's no net benefit.
Sure.
To make 200, 300, 400,000 just for simple math. So going back to the gym owner that has a decision to make, yes, if you're going to replace yourself with a coach, you better make 2 to 3 times more with your new free time then you're paying that coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, open up scheduling, open up, you know, there's a lot of options when you're adding a personnel in that type of business to increase revenue.
time slots.
Yep.
But if it's just to replace your time on the floor, I think it depends on what you do with your time. That's the kicker.
Yes.
The easy decision is I'm going to continue working. I'm hiring another coach that works the afternoons that I wasn't working. Now I've got double slots available. I can fill into that. Now here's the here's what it comes down to, like just for math's sake. What do you pay a coach? You know, like what is the cost? And so for this, we'll just use for a part-time coach, we're going to throw a number 30 grand a year, right? Just a part-timer comes down to $2,500 a month. Okay, that's your nut. Now there's burden on top of that, taxes, payroll taxes and FICO and all the stuff. Well, let's just say it was a flat 2,500. Let's say you're paying cash. You're not going to.
Keep just the math simple.
What is your membership cost to the consumer? How many new clients do you need to offset the burden that you're about to take on? And if so, in this equation, if your clients are paying $99 a week, that's $420 a month. Comes out to 5.8 clients offset. So let's call it 6 clients. Now you know. I can't hire somebody until I get 6 more clients. And then when I do, I'm going to go back to what I was now. Okay. So let's just say you made 10 grand a month now. 6 more clients is going to give you 12.5.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go back to 10 grand in, you know, operating, you know, operational, I guess, net profit or whatever. That 2,500 goes to the new coach. But now guess what? You've got them on the schedule for 4 hours a day. And those 6 clients are only filling up one of those slots. So now you have three extra hours that you can fill in. Just throwing math out there.
Yeah. Let's take that same situation, because this is the same way that we look at software, that we look at other, you know, other needs of the business. What is, for example, our CLA, right? Our automation campaign. It's got a $300 per month cost. How many clients is this software? Is this addition of what I'm bringing into the business? Does it have the capability of bringing on, in our business, one client a month? Like if we can add one client with that software that we wouldn't have had without it, it's liquidated its own cost, and everything that it provides after that becomes benefit.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly how I think.
And that and that to us, I mean, obviously that's kind of the ethos of how we look at things like this, right? But that's the things that I talk with gym owners about too, because it's an expense until it's not, right? That can be a asset to your business if you look at it in that light. Mm-hmm. Right now, or most gym owners are only looking at the expense, right?
Sure. So what does the, yeah, so to your point, I always say I'm going to burn one client. That's my lingo. I'm going to burn 2 clients to afford this thing, marketing hook, marketing medium, direct mail, a CLA, semi-private pro, whatever the things you are going to bring in. But after that, do the benefits get me more than 2 clients back? So like when you said one client, let's just say your memberships are $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's one client in the first month that signs up for a year, pays for the entire year's worth of that software, and that could happen in the first week. So you have 51 more weeks for that thing to generate multiple clients for that thing to be a win for you. It's a return on investment.
I just had the conversation. I was looking at data from one of our users, and with the total leads that were generated and the calls that were booked, that software generated more than an in-person sales team following up with the leads. So it's real easy to justify the value of the automation when we know it's providing more than what the business was doing without it.
Yeah.
At a greater rate. It was 33 to 21 or something like that.
Wow,
so
wow.
much, you know, like imagine just stripping away those 33. Well, then how many of those might have happened with the manual follow?
Yeah,
but we don't know, right? So when you have it in your business, and then again, allow the data to show you what your actual growth or gain is, mm-hmm. with that opportunity. But that's how we look at, like you said, marketing opportunities, software additions to the business. Again, putting it through our filter of, is this something that we believe in? Is this going to, you know, can we sell it? Does it make more money? Obviously, all those things have to come into play. But then if the math adds up, what is the burn rate, right? You know, how many clients is it going to take in order for this to be a no-brainer?
Yeah, look at semi-private pro, for example, as a no-brainer. The cost is $415 a month.
Yep.
Why do we make it $415 a month? Well, it's because it's one client. Okay. So if I burn one client worth of revenue, I have a full-blown delivery system that will scale to the moon save me hundreds of hours of work of programming. Is this a decision, a good decision to make? And it's like a no freaking brainer.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
We're probably more expensive than most softwares when it comes to, like, there's $99 versions of things. So like 415 is not the cheapest for a, I guess, a programming software. We're not even that. We're a delivery system. But the point of that is it's like you're struggling with a question on even a 99. Like 415 is an even tougher decision. But like at the end of the day, it's one client. Can I get one client? We use 97 display, same thing, $297 a month or $397 a month. Will I get one more client to cover the cost than I would have not, right? Yep. By not having this system. Like the answer is to me, like it's just, I don't know why it's so difficult sometimes because I think they focus, the gym owners focus on the expense number and not the return or the value of the product and what it saves me in time.
I was just going to get there. That I think is the biggest reason why it's considered an expense is the gym owners don't value their time and the time that they get back by bringing those things in. Mm-hmm. Programming, for example, how many hours a week is that person probably doing the programming
Justin
themselves?
Justin Edmonds, he's a great example. Yeah. Like he was doing his own programming like 2 hours a day. So times five, that's 10 hours a week, 500 hours a year, 520 hours.
As a gym owner, what is
500 hours worth? You know, it's just, it's interesting. And I guess if you're not making a ton of money, you look at every dollar.
Sure.
But you'll always look at every dollar if you look at it that way when you don't have a lot of money.
You're resistant to everything.
You need to look at how wealthy people look at money, which is what's the value, not the cost. So the difference is if like I spend $1,000, but I make $10,000 because of it, who would take that deal, right? Everybody should. If you give me 1,000, I give you 10,000. Or if you give me 10,000, I give you 100,000. Would you take that deal? Or if you gave me 100,000 and I gave you 1,000,000, would you take that deal? And the question becomes like, yes, you'll take all of those deals, but if you could only choose one of those deals, which one do you want to take? The first one, the middle one, or the last one? You take the last one because it's the biggest return. And that's how wealthy people think.
Yep.
They're not going to look at the 100,000 that goes into it. They're looking at the $1,000,000 on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So like if you agreed and you nod your head, you would trade $100 for $1,000 for 10,000 or $100,000 for 1,000,000. You would say, I would do all of those things and you can only choose one. Wealthy people are going to choose the biggest one because it's the biggest return.
Yeah.
The same thing with every decision you make in your business. It's like, are you going to make more money than you're spending, how much more, and the whole getting your time back thing, like you were saying, like if you don't value your own time, then there's no value there.
Exactly. And right? I think that's where there's a lot of resistance. I mean, we use this for marketing, right? I mean, even just the return on ad spend, it's the same logic, right? We're liquidating the cost to acquire a client in the same first month, 11 months of profit plus, right?
ROAS.
ROAS, yeah. Right? So, but that mentality is the key to minimizing risk is to position yourself to where you have a little bit more desire to kind of invest and put yourself in those positions. But if you don't ever grasp that understanding, every one of these opportunities that come along, you're going to be resistant to, and you're going to say no.
You pass it.
And you're going to pass on all of them. And but, I mean, it could be the software that gives you 10 hours of your week back, plus, you know, retains clients, serves clients better. I mean, there's unrecognized benefit here. Yeah,
tons of them.
But, yeah, the value versus cost is a great way of
what's
of,
it
of
worth
saying.
Versus what is it cost? And it's like, there's value in time, but there's also value in return on actually getting more money back. Like that's the main thing. Like if I can keep my clients longer, is there value? Yeah,
absolutely.
In fact, it's probably more value than trying to find new clients is keeping your damn old clients happy longer, right? Or else you wouldn't be jumping and doing these silly things just to get more clients in the door. It's operational efficiency. End of the day, it's business valuation. It's all decisions that you have to make in regards to the, you know, how do you spend your money in here? The stupidest thing that gym owners and trainers spend their money on are things that don't give value. For example, new equipment sometimes is a bad investment. Unless you have none, you could probably put 10 new treadmills in your gym and spend $60,000 and not make an extra dollar because of it.
Correct.
Honestly.
Yep.
Or you could go get that battle rope or TRX or kettlebell certification and not make one extra dollar because, but you're better, but doesn't equate to any benefit. There's no value
associated with it
to the business.
Yes.
It's in your head. Unfortunately, all those certifications, like your clients don't give a shit. As long as you take care of them. And honestly, we go back to this thing. You could have the best program. You could be the master trainer, grand wizard of all of the land, right? Like you could be that trainer. And if you can't market, you don't have automation to follow up with people, none of it matters.
Yeah.
So the question is that even of value to have all those certifications? To you, there was value because you feel more confident. I could sell better. Maybe. I don't know. Like you can have somebody that has no certifications outsell you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of great whiz-bang sales guys out there that have no certifications and we could outsell you 10 to 1, 500 to 1.
And it's not the certification that teaches you how to sell any better.
It's just interesting, right? Like you've got all these things you can spend money on, coaching being probably the best return on your investment of all of them, but you choose not to. And then you wonder why you're looking at every penny every month. I buy time.
When
you buy a coach, when you buy a coaching program, you're shortcutting the line.
Yep.
All these mistakes have already been made. And when you work with a coach that has seen multiple businesses do different things and make different mistakes, you have that compilation of all of those mistakes that you don't have to make. But you find a reason not to sign up because of it, the check you've got to write, but you're not looking at the other side of the value. So that's how I make decisions.
And I think, I truly believe that it's one of the reasons why the systems that are dialed in here, the experience of the clients get, the process of delivering the service from a coaching capacity, all of those things benefit from those decisions that I think if you never had that light, never saw things that way, it would be hardship, right? Manual program creation, somebody's time and energy is going into that every week. Delivering it on the floor changes the whole experience because now their coaches are now changing the program. Like, there's unrecognized gains that come with the value sometimes outweigh even just the mathematical return on income.
I agree 100%. So
but the key there is don't turn around and don't do nothing with your time when you buy your time back.
I always say that because you could buy yourself out of a job. You can hire people for you that do your job. You can automate stuff. You can build systems around everything. And then now like you're sitting around. You better go generate some more revenue with the new time that you had and not sit on the couch watching Netflix all day. unless you're independently wealthy outside of it, you don't really care.
But like, I think that's the place where it goes back to multiplication of capital. Right. And that's the thing, is it's not a one for one, right? You're not just eliminating the work that's on your plate by bringing the system in or another staff member and then just having free time. That's, I can't imagine most gym owners are just desiring to sit on the couch and do it. Yeah,
they can't do it anyway.
So how, what is it that you can do that multiplies the investment you just made to buy that time back, use that time to force other income?
Maybe it's another gym. I mean, hell, you figured it out at the one. Go do it again and again and again.
Or another business, or
because your sunk costs are already in some of the R&D that you've done at location one.
Yeah,
the systems that you created or purchased, that there's economies of scale when you get across several. So the hard base operating expense at the next might be less than the first, and the third might be less than the first and the second, and so on. But again, you got staff and everything else. There's a lot of other reasons why I decided not to do multiple gyms. I had this great conversation with the guy. Yeah, the guy was going to be speaking for us or at the Grow Summit. Like when I looked at the opportunities of another gym versus other things, it just made more sense to do other things. Some people love having that gym, and having 10 of them is the dream. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of the people in the Iron Circle. Multiple gyms is the dream. And when you get to multiple locations in a specific geographical area, there's multiples that come from that. And that becomes the reason that it makes more sense to do that.
And I think there's something too that goes back to the coaching thing that you said, whether it be a coach, whether it be investing in your skill set, those are investments into your operation that will always carry over to the next thing. Yeah. Right? When you go and you learn something, it's not often you just go and forget that whole thing that you just learned. No. You're right. That carries over, right? So location number two, your leadership skills that you've developed the first round, it's probably higher, or it's probably easier managing the staff and doing those things when you're starting from where you're at a 10.
Starting not, where you're ending,
yeah. Yeah, right? You're parlaying the success of the first and into the second, but you've set those thresholds, those standards. And I think skill sets are one of the few places that with each of those investments, you do see that multiple in return.
Up skills. Mm-hmm. Great point. So listen, guys, I mean, it's all about how it works for you. But this is the logic and the decision-making that we make here. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Maybe you do things a little bit different, but like at the end of the day, what's the value of the expense? And that's really where it comes down to the decision for us. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.